Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about how to handle fear. I don't think we'd like to admit that we struggle with fear, and yet, unfortunately, God knew that we would struggle with it because of sin and living in a fallen world. And a lot of people say that the word fear or afraid is mentioned over 300 times. Some even say 365 times in the Bible in different forms. And so one a day of some type of scripture that could help us deal with fear. And recently I came across something my father had given me back in the late 1990s by Charles Stanley called How to Handle Fear. And I want to share some of that today with you. Charles Stanley, just a hero of the faith to me. We are fortunate to have mentors up close, but Charles Stanley's been a mentor to me from a distance. And I'm so thankful for his ministry. WJMM, listened to him for many, many years. Still so great to hear his powerful yet soothing voice on the radio here on JMM, and see him on TV, and it's just what a blessing it's been to be influenced by his life. But I want to share some of the nuggets that he shared and how to handle fear, confident living in anxious times. He shares the story at the beginning. One of my favorite stories illustrating fear is told by a friend of mine. As a young boy, he would cut through a vacant lot on his way home. One evening, it was much later than normal when he began his track home. Halfway across the lot, he heard someone following him. Each time he took a step, his actions were mirrored perfectly in sound. The little boy tried fighting the feelings of fear that were welling up inside, but it was no use. His heart began beating faster. His stomach became tight, and his adrenaline began to flow. He tried walking faster, but whoever was following did so just as quickly. Finally, he stopped and turned to face his pursuer, but to his amazement, no one was there. For a moment, he stood perfectly still and studied the terrain, but he saw nothing unusual. But as he turned to go, he heard the noise once again. Suddenly, he realized what he was hearing was the rubbing together of his own corduroy pants. Isn't that a great story? But yeah, I want to ask you the question. Have you ever caught yourself in this position? Not necessarily running from a corduroy, but being frightened about something that didn't even exist. You know, psychologists tell us the majority of fears that we feel never come true. In fact, some research shows almost 80% of those things that we are in fear of and have a lot of worry and anxiety over don't even actually happen. They are thoughts or misbeliefs that come in our minds without basis, yet we choose to believe them, and many times we go so far as to integrate them into our lives. And myself, like Charles Stanley, I've talked with people who have struggled with fear of failure. Many are actually successful business men and women, but for one reason or another, they have a hard time shaking free of an overwhelming sense of doom and fear when it comes to their future. In each instance, we ask God to help them reprogram their thinking from a position of negative misbeliefs to one of truth based on God's word. Fear is always subject to God's truth. And, you know, I want to remind you of that verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 that says, fear is not from God, okay? Because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And somebody listening today, you need to stand on that promise that, no, God did not give me a spirit of fear, but God gave me a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Maybe one that you want to place there on a post-it note in your bathroom mirror, on your coffee pot, on the dashboard of your car, on your laptop, in your wallet, just places that you'll see it. I know some people like to place them all on the light switches in every room in their house, and you know, nothing wrong with that, on the refrigerator. We need to get God's word in our heart, our mind, and our soul to help reduce struggling with fear. Charles Stanley goes on to say, there may be times when it seems quite legitimate to feel fearful. a noise at night that awakens you and has you believing that someone is attempting to break in your home, or being stranded on an inner city expressway late at night. However, from a Christian perspective, there isn't a time when fear has the right to overwhelm us. Christ never abandons us regardless of the situations. In fact, emergencies and sudden traumas are the very times when God wants us to sense his presence the strongest. From time to time, Charles Stanley says, you know, I've had well-meaning people suggest to me that I not address anything having to do with emotions, but stick strictly to what is written in the Bible. Stanley says, I always chuckle a little inside because the same God that created you and me to love him, he also equipped us with certain emotions. Had God not given us emotions, then we would never be able to praise him for who he is and for all of his glorious attributes. However, like any part of the Christian life, emotions must be kept in balance and be placed in subjection to Jesus Christ. If not, they could dominate our lives. And fear is one of those emotions which, just as in the story at the beginning we shared, if left unchecked, can motivate us to literally run from nothing more than a pair of corduroy pants. So what you think about that next time that you get in fear? Think about that story with the young man in the corduroy pants and just kind of laugh and say, Satan, I'm not in fear. I'm not going to be in fear. Let's talk about facing our fears. Whew, man, that one's a tough one, isn't it? You know, each of us has felt fearful at some point in our life. There came a time, Charles Stanley shared, when he realized that he was struggling with fear. He said, I was determined to find out the source. I knew if I did not, my ministry could suffer greatly because of it. As I prayed and asked God to reveal the cause of my fear, I found myself reliving memories from my childhood. Charles Stanley goes on to say, the early years of my life were turbulent. My dad died when I was 2 years old. My mother worked two jobs to ensure a roof over our heads and that we had food on the table. The first memory I have as a child is one of fear, wondering if we would make it. I grew up cooking my own breakfast and packing my own school lunch. It was not my mother's goal to instill fear into my life. If anything, she taught me more about faith than anyone else in my life. It was the natural consequences of the circumstances surrounding me that caused instability and fear in my life. At night, my mom and I would pray together. My mom taught me that even though times seem rough, God is always there in the midst of them, ready to provide all that we need. Mom trusted the Lord, and we never went hungry. There may have been lean times when our refrigerator was almost empty, but we all had what we needed. None of us can afford to give the enemy a foothold in our lives. All Satan needs to harass us is an opportunity. Prayer and the Word of God are the most effective weapons we have against fear. I want to say that again. Prayer and the Word of God are the most effective weapons we have against fear. When we acknowledge a sense of fearfulness to the Lord and ask for his protection and guidance, we position ourselves in a place of faith. Did you know that fear is a choice? I'll say that again. Did you know that fear is a choice? It's amazing how many people tell me they are afraid they have committed the unpardonable sin. In spite of the fact that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, there is still a haunting disbelief surrounding their lives. Usually it all boils down to feeling guilty over some sin, either past or present. Then there, Charles Stanley said, I remind them often of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, God will forgive you when you come to him in humble prayer and you seek his forgiveness. More than likely, though, if a person insists on believing some fearful thought that is not true, his life will be riddled with fear. There's never a time we have to worry whether or not God will forgive us. Every sin, all that we have ever done, is forgiven by God's grace through the obedience of his Son, Jesus Christ, on a cross at Calvary. Jesus died that we might have everlasting life, and he has given us freedom, and there is no need to live in sin or fear. That's so powerful, friends. Somebody listened that you needed to hear that. Jesus died not only that we might have everlasting life, but also that it would give us freedom, that there's no need that we have to remain living in sin or in fear. The blood of Jesus, friends, sets us free. Maurice Wagner wrote in The Sensation of Being Somebody, "Fear paralyzes the mind, making us unable to think clearly. Fear of great magnitude disorganizes the mind temporarily so that confusion reigns. Fear also has a way of multiplying itself. We are so disabled when afraid that we become afraid of our fears. We cannot face problems when we are afraid of them." Haven't you found that to be true, friends? I know that I have. Wagner goes on to say, "It takes faith to master a fear problem. It is impossible to overcome fear by feeling guilty for that emotion. Nowhere in the Bible does God condemn a person for being afraid. Instead, God consistently encourages the fearful with such statements as from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you." Charles Stanley goes on to say, "When we are afraid, we feel all alone with our problem and we feel overwhelmed. Faith accepts the fact that the problem is too much for us and also the fact that we are not alone in our problem. We also have God with us." In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to present the gospel to the poor. God has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, to set the captives free." One of Christ's functions as Messiah is to bring us release from oppression. Whatever is holding you captive must release its grip when you command it to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And friends, sometimes you just got to speak that out loud and tell the enemy that he has to release you and that you are forgiven, that you are released from that spirit of fear. You know, sin or any emotional bondage cannot rule your life. The only power sin has in your life is the power that you give it. Ouch. I'm going to have to say that one more time. The only power that sin has in your life is the power you give it. And it is a matter of choice. That's the good news today, friends, that sin doesn't have power in your life unless you give it power. And neither does fear. And it's a matter of choice. You can choose sin and you can reject God's plan for your life, or you can choose to follow Jesus in obedience. We are not destined to be sinful, nor are we born to a life of being fearful. But you know what? Doubt's a key contributor to fear, isn't it? When we doubt God's ability to keep and provide for us, we become fearful. Many have adopted the view that man is the center of the universe. And man, I mean, gosh, we see it so now in our culture, don't we? We just turned our back on God and say, no, we know better. However, the need to be in charge of our own destiny has a loophole in it. We are not all powerful, nor can we keep certain events from taking place. Only God is sovereign. Ultimately, God is our only source of security. Because we've trained ourselves to believe the lie that we are self-sufficient apart from God, fear often runs rampant in our minds. Instead of turning to God in prayer, our mind drifts from one imagined problem to another, and we try to fix everything, and we end up spiritually and emotionally exhausted. Satan loves to get us running emotionally. He loves to go to great lengths to get us to imagine all kinds of things. Most of us can relate to losing a night's sleep to thoughts or worries that turn into fears, and we let a single thought multiply and grow 1,000 times over the enemy's lies. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue talking about How to Handle Fear by Charles Stanley. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.